Many of us with family or friends in Los Angeles tried to reach them today to make sure they were okay and to hear about what happened to them during the quake. We called our colleague John Barth, the senior producer of Marketplace, heard on many public radio stations. John used to be the news director here at WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced. He now lives in California, approximately 50 miles south of the epicenter. We reached him mid-morning his time at his studio at the University of Southern California, where he and his staff were putting together this evening's edition of Marketplace. He told me what it was like at his house during the quake.
You could hear a sound of a rumble approaching the house. I mean, it was, 4:30 in the morning. Everything was dark. And it felt like a fist hit the house and just began to shake it. There are a couple of different types of earthquakes. There are rollers, and then there are ones that feel like this. And this really just rattled the entire house and the entire neighborhood, for a good 30 seconds. And, what was going through my mind is, is the chimney going to come down, or the bookshelves going to come down, or the cat's going to be crushed? It was a very long, sustained, serious rattling.
I know there's all these things you're taught to do when an earthquake happens. Could you do any of them?
my wife and I have practiced this over and over again. The thing you're supposed to do is you're supposed to run to a, get under a door jamb. That's supposed to be one of the safer places in your house. I mean, I must confess that this morning this thing woke me up and I thought, I'm not leaving this bed at all.
Well, but I guess you were safe there.
I suppose as it turned out I was, but when we got up and looked around, the chandelier in the dining room was swinging back and forth like a pendulum.
Was there any damage to your house?
Outside of a few candlesticks that fallen over and, it took 2 hours to get the cats out from under the bed, no. But, there are various people here in the office who did sustain some damage. Foundations cracked, books on the floor, and we had a little bit of damage and disruption here at the office, too.
What was it like when you got into the office? The office is closer to the epicenter than your home is.
The office is about 20 miles away from the epicenter. We're about a mile and a half south of downtown Los Angeles. Our morning staff was here. They did lose electricity during one of their news feeds. The lights went out, and they were ordered to evacuate. This is a university property, and so security came around and sent everybody out of the building. And by the time, we all arrived here this morning, there were TVs on the floor and books. The supply cabinet had emptied itself. The news wires were out. You could easily tell that someone had come through here and shaken everything. Pictures up on the walls are all catty corner. But we actually, keep in mind that we're far enough from the epicenter that in terms of serious damage and outside of a crack in the men's room wall, we've come through pretty unscathed.
How did your staff manage to get in?
Our staff actually, for the most part, lives south of Los Angeles, so we did pretty well. The morning staff was already here. There are some people, though, who live in West Los Angeles and Santa Monica, and at least as far as they were concerned, they bore the brunt of this quake. One person on our staff who lives in Santa Monica says his entire apartment is just a disaster. As you move closer toward the ocean, you're sitting on land that is much less stable. The big fear here during any kind of earthquake, of course, is what's called liquefaction, which means when the rattling starts, it essentially turns what appears to be solid ground into liquid, like wet sand, and it really starts to move. So the closer you are to the beach, generally, the more fearful you ought to be. And if you live in Santa Monica, I'm sure that they felt the quake there very, very strongly.
What was it like at your morning meeting today when you were trying to decide what to put on the air?
Well, one of our difficulties, of course, is that getting places is very, very hard. Unless you've got a helicopter or so, it's going to be difficult to get to some of the more serious damage. And trying to reach various reporters who are out in the field is very difficult. I'm sure that you've encountered this problem, and so have many listeners trying to call into Los Angeles today. A lot of the phone numbers here locally are blocked. The phone company does that anyway because they're trying to keep open as many circuits as possible. So that's very, very difficult. And then on top of that, of course, you've got the Martin Luther King holiday. A lot of state offices are closed down. And a lot of people who are handling this are out in the field, and they're very unreachable. So, of course, what we're concentrating on today are the broader range of economic problems associated with a quake like this. So we're talking to trucking companies and airlines, and naturally, of course, there's people who are most concerned about the integrity of infrastructure, roads, bridges, highways, tunnels and such in Southern California. We've always been assured here that in a serious earthquake, those things would probably stay together pretty well. Today, while the damage is not horribly extensive, it's serious enough that I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people looking at this over the next few months saying, maybe we were not as prepared as we should have been.
Are you frightened now?
No. No, I'm not frightened, but it's something that you respect. It's like being in a bad storm if you're out on the water or something. I mean, you're fully conscious that it's a very, very serious situation. You try to keep your wits about you, but, you know, there are plenty of people I know who are really rattled by this. I hate to use that term, but it's really true. It shakes you up. It can happen at any time. I mean, the last earthquake I think that we had was the middle of an afternoon. I've been in earthquakes in my car. And at first you think, you know, your car is having some kind of a problem. It's out of tune. And then you notice that the telephone poles are moving and the car's bouncing up and down like you're at some ride at Disneyland. Fear isn't exactly it. It happens too quickly to be scared. It's afterward that you get a little bit shaken and you say, wow, you know.
Is this the kind of thing that would make you want to move someplace else?
No. Well...
Right, exactly.
I'm sure
that kind of question mark like hovers over your head at a time like this.
Well, you know, you've got very bad snow and ice storms. I mean, that's all we've been hearing about here back in California all week, and we've been laughing because it's been 50 and 60 and 70 degrees here. So we're not laughing today. I wish we had ice and snow.
Well, thank you a lot for talking with us, John.
Okay.
John Barth is the senior producer of Marketplace.